Andrew's Daily Five. I'm Andrew. Join me in my musical journey as I count down my favorite albums from 1990 to 1999. Let's rock and roll. Hey everyone, my name is Jonas, not Andrew today. And that is by Weezer. That was a great song. I really loved the Blue album. That's the only CD I had from Weezer growing up. Sweater Song was a favorite from that album. That album might have been snubbed. It's a pretty awesome album. But anyway, it was wanted to be featured as a intro song, because it didn't make the list. But what did make the list is number 6, and that is Hotel California. That's by Eagles from 1976. This is the 4th entry of my top 5 bands of this era. As a reminder, we have Pink Floyd, The Angry Giants, Grateful Dead, The Doors, The Eagles, so we still haven't heard from The Angry Giants. Now, full disclosure, growing up, I always called this band The Eagles, not Eagles. So recently, my friend Sarah kept adamantly correcting me, and I finally gave in. So it's still a challenge not to say The. In fact, in my music library, I still have them listed as The Eagles. Oh, breaking news. I just went into my library and fixed it, so now it's just listed as Eagles. You're welcome, Sarah. But I did love this group growing up. I always called them the Eagles. I had all 6 of their albums on CD. I learned a lot of their songs on guitar. So Hotel California, Take It Easy, Peaceful Easy Feeling. Those are songs I remember growing up playing on the guitar. I really enjoyed their harmonies, the country rock feel. I haven't listened to them as much as an adult, so I can't really remember the last time I've listened to a full album that's not this one. Probably maybe 5 years ago I listened to The Long Run, maybe Desperado, but it's been a while. But in 2021, this album, Hotel California, it landed up pretty high on my album countdown. So it was number 23. When I revamped the list in 2023, it dropped to number 38. So still top 50 album. I do revisit this one fairly often. For some reason, the mix that I made of this album is my most downloaded podcast episode by a long shot. It has almost 3,000 downloads more than my second most downloaded episode. I don't have a great reason for this. I guess it's just that good. But go check it out. It's a pretty cool mix, and apparently 3,000 other people agree as well. But that's the mix about it. As far as the songs, I've played 2 of the songs on the album previously. Obviously, I've played Hotel California multiple times. I can't remember the other one. But let's take a listen to some of the other ones. So first up, we're going to take track number 2. Here is New Kid in Town.
Everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. It's those red.
Okay, well, as a teenager, I was a Glenn Frey guy. And this is one of his best. There's great backing vocals. I really, really like that bridge. And I don't know why I was a Glenn Frey guy and like a Don Henley hater, but like I was always like, Henley's a jerk. I don't like Henley. And as an adult, I've kind of come around on him. And I don't know what my problem was as a teenager, but I was always like, I want Glenn Frey to sing more songs. But he didn't. I think Henley sang the majority of the songs. Maybe it was 50, 60%. And then Frey had, I don't know, 30%. And then there were the other guys. But anyway, I liked Glenn Frey. I still like Glenn Frey. Okay, let's go to the next song. And this is going to be track number 6, Victim of Love. This is a Henley song. I did begrudgingly like it as a teenager, though. I like that line, how come you still got his gun in your hands? That's a great line. And then I really liked the guitar work on this song. And then last one is going to be track 7 of 9. Here's Pretty Maids All in a Row. We get a Walsh song this time, Joe Walsh. So he was a late addition to the Eagles. So we got a Frey, a Henley, and a Walsh. I like the vocals of the group as a whole. I think they really, really shine here. And Walsh has a great lead on this one. So that is Hotel California. And let's see, that's album 6. Okay, so let's do one more for this episode. Having trouble keeping up. All right, album 5 is going to be Rift by Phish. This is from 1993. My brother introduced me to Phish shortly before this album came out. He had bought their previous album, A Picture of Nectar, and we both really liked it. Enough so that we each bought this CD immediately when it came out. So we each had our own copy. It helped that the album cover was really, really cool. This is a great concept album about a man dreaming about the rift in his relationship with his girlfriend. Songs are clever, musically interesting, and they flow really well together as an album. I spent a lot of my money as a teenager buying CDs. Honestly, I wish I'd spent more money going to live concerts, but alas. My CD collection swelled into about the 300 to 350 range, as an adult. And then in 2005, when I was, I guess, about 25, I decided to sell all of my CDs and use that money to buy an iPod. In that way, I could put everything on one and not have this massive collection of CDs. Not sure if I regret that decision or not, but I made it. This was not easy to do, as I'd spent the last 15 years amassing what I thought was a wonderful collection of music. About 20 years later, again, like I said, I'm not sure if this is a good or bad decision, but it felt right at the time. Of course, I ripped all of the CDs that I had into MP3s, and I put them on my new iPod, and that started my digital collection of music. But there were a few CDs that I simply could not part with. Maybe the albums were too sentimental, or the packaging was just too beautiful, or maybe it was a combination of both of those things. So about 15 to 20 CDs survived the great purge of 2005, and this CD was one of them. Number 2 and number 1 on this list also survived the purge, so you'll hear those in a second. And I have a tiny little CD collection that lives in my closet where I adore them from time to time. Rift is my favorite Phish studio album. It landed at number 36 on the album countdown in 2021. It moved up to number 17 on my 2023 list. In addition to an awesome mix of this album, I played 11 of the 15 songs from this album previously on the podcast. That is mostly because we did a series focusing specifically on Phish. I did that with my brother, Aaron, and my friend, Robert. So we played a lot of Rift on that countdown. So if you like the next three songs that you hear, you should go check out that series. It aired summer of 23. So anyway, let's get to some music. We don't have much to choose from because I've played most of them, but I want to play Lengthwise. This is track 3.
When you're there, I sleep lengthwise, and when you're gone, I sleep diagonal in my bed. When you're there, I sleep lengthwise, and when you're gone, I sleep diagonal in my bed. When you're there, I sleep lengthwise, and when you're gone.
All right, a silly Fishman song. It's just fun. It's a fun song to chant. It's a fun song to sing along to. All right, next up, we're going to go to track 9, and that is Weigh, which is W-E-I-G-H, like I'm weighing something. Here it is.
Your head off so I can weigh it. What do you say?
5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds.
I'd like to go to your house and gather all your razors and pick off a little prickly hair so I can weigh them. What do you say?
5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds.
Thank you. weigh them.
What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds. Why weigh on a sunny day? So much to do, so why weigh on a sunny day?
We get a Mike song. I'd like to cut your head off so I can weigh it. Who thinks of that? I mean, it's just so silly. I like that piano section, the somewhat sort of halting rhythm of the song. I like the tone to Trey's guitar solo. Fantastic. All right, last up is track 10. This is going to be an instrumental. Here is All Things Reconsidered. Love this instrumental. Again, just incredible piano work. I also really like how all the instruments are perfectly complementing each other. Just a fantastic album. So if you like what you heard, again, go check out the Fish series. I think Robert and Aaron and I did a pretty good job with that. All right, well, that's going to do it for the episode. So on the way out, you will hear a little bit more of My Name is Jonas and My Name is Andrew. I'll see you next time.
Workers are good.